Yemeni state-run Sabah news agency says the army clashed with rebel activists in the country's south and north. Military sources say the army fired at Shiite rebels in Harf Sufyan, as well as on the northern outskirts of Sada'a city. Sana'a news agency reported that 29 Shiite Zaydi rebels were killed. Zaydis dominate Yemen's mountainous northwest, but they are a minority in the country as a whole. Since 2004, the rebels have been fighting against what they say is government oppression. In Monday's offensive, military officials say rebel leaders, including Abdullah Ali al-Khalet, were among those killed. The news agency did not report any troop casualties. Senior lecturer at Durham University, Christopher Davidson, says that these clashes go beyond internal conflict.
For the international community, there's enormous significance to this struggle as well, because as is the case with most domestic struggles in the Middle East, there's something of a proxy war being fought here, with both Iraq and Iran being involved. There are claims being made that the rebels are being funded and equipped by Iran, and also by the Shia clerics in Iraq too.
In southern Yemen, Sabah news agency reported that separatist rebels opened fire on troops, which prompted the Yemeni army to retaliate. After the clashes on Tuesday, security forces arrested about 30 people who they say are connected to criminal activity. There was no independent confirmation of the reports. The reported clashes are the first since August 23rd, when a protester was killed by Yemeni police at a demonstration over water shortages in southern Yemen. Christopher Davidson says the international community should focus its attention on Yemen because of the humanitarian issues that are related to the fighting.
The United Nations aid agencies have said that thousands of people have had to flee their homes, and campaigns have been raised to get money into Yemen. So there's a humanitarian crisis in the making here as well.
Over the past 5 years, intermittent clashes in Yemen between government forces and rebels have displaced an estimated 150,000 people. Jessica Devereaux, VOA News, Cairo.